Good day, everybody. How art thou? Free speech is dead. Some bad, spooky, scary things happening out there. We're going to talk about it. Owen Schroyer sentenced to prison for exercising his First Amendment right. Absolutely deplorable, disgusting. Cannot stand Timmy Pool's Civil War impending, almost certainly. People are going to start to fight back and do something, right? People are going to do something about it. And I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know. You know, I can't, I don't know what to say, you know? This would be a rod of their own making in a lot of ways. And I wish it weren't that way, but you know, TDS is a hell of a drug. And people are psychotic. The whole thing is completely clown pilled me. I've gone from black pilled to clown pilled. You know, I think it's really Where is the GOP? You know? Where's the GOP? Where are these guys, local governors and stuff, pardoning them? Yeah, it's wild. The whole situation is very concerning, completely disgraceful. Interestingly enough, though, the clown world is more exciting. Got a preview of Democratic hopeful Susanna Gibson. Doctor.
Oh, no, con. It's not far.
Hmm.
The model in his underwear.
Hmm. That's Democratic hopeful. Hot wife experience. Can't wait to vote for her. Very excited stuff coming from the Democratic Party. Who doesn't love pornog? I mean, I understand why they're running on the porno. The porno platform. Link for research. Yeah. Porn on the internet? Terrible. Where is it? Naked pictures on the internet? Where? I just want to know so I avoid it. I just want to know so I avoid it. Well, I want to start probably with a stunning admission here, and a very, very concerning, like a more serious. You know, I like to joke around a little bit. You know, I joke about stuff. You know, and I used to joke about Timmy's impending civil war. I just don't know at what point. What it's going to take for people to, and at what point it's going to take for people to take action, and what action they're actually going to take. I think that we now have, you know, I reported last week on charges on a journalist exercising their free speech rights. We know that our Department of Justice has been weaponized, has been politicized, has been used to silence political opponents. We see the way that the DOJ has been weaponized against Donald Trump. And, you know, all these, you know, attorney generals and stuff, and Democrat cities trying to get famous, trying to make a name for themselves. I'm actually serious when I say I'm concerned about what these next steps are. And also, you know, I've become extremely clown-pilled now, because the Democrats are running wild, putting American citizens in prison for up to 22 years. And now we've got a journalist in America. If I had been saying, North Korea jails dissenting journalists, you'd be like, oh yeah, cool. Or you'd say like, China jails journalists, Russia, you'd be like, oh yeah, no kidding. No, this has happened in America, and I don't know what the repercussions are going to be now. I don't think they're going to be good. Where is the GOP? I mean, they're not getting my vote. I'm so sick of this with what they did to those Americans, over the J6 stuff. It's sickening. Now, look, if they trespass, give them a trespassing ticket. If they broke property, give them a, you know, damaging property ticket or whatever. But the idea that you're putting these people in prison is absurd. We have a bunch of leftists that literally stormed the Capitol today that are occupying someone's office. Are they going to get 25 years in prison? Are they going to? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Luke Rutkowski sharing this. I mean, where is the Supreme Court? Free speech is dead. I'm not kidding. Like, I know I probably sound a little bit like Tim. But you see this. Oren Schroyer, a journalist, has now been sentenced to 2 months in federal prison for the crime of his speech. He never called for anybody to get unruly, but because he expressed ideas that made people mad, he is responsible for, as they put it, quote, stoking the flames. Sentenced to 60 days in prison. This is nowhere near as bad as, you know, you see, obviously, there were several people who were there at the Capitol. He never even set foot in the Capitol, by the way, just so people know that. Never even set foot there. Never went into it, I mean. Ray Epps, though, didn't he say, hey, let's go in there. We have to go in there. This is insanity. Schroyer did sign a previous deal to not go to the Capitol, which made it a tougher agreement. Yeah, I agree with that. InfoWars host Oren Schroyer pled guilty in June to a single Class A misdemeanor of entering and remaining in a restricted building or on the grounds on J6, even though he never went in. The highly talented journalist was initially charged back in August 2021, 8 months after remaining outside the Capitol and warning Trump supporters not to enter the Capitol along with Alex Jones. After nearly 2 years of fighting charges related to his presence outside the building on that day, Oren made the decision to plead guilty to a lesser charge, probably because he ran out of money. I mean, aren't there people in New York that are like pushing people on the subway tracks and getting sent released the same day? He stood outside the Capitol and Alex warned people about going inside. They knew it was a setup. Today, the DOJ prosecutors sentenced Oren Schroyer to 160 days of prison. They want him prosecuted for speech crimes. Quote, Mr. Schroyer renews his request for a sentence involving no incarceration. This is less than what the government asks for. Mr. Schroyer suggests that such a sentence would promote respect for the law, in part by reminding the public and apparently the government that speech, even spicy and more is protected, sorry, by the First Amendment. That message apparently needs reinforcing as we approach the 2024 election cycle, according to Owen's memo. Who are the real criminals here? Here's Owen's reply to the DOJ tyranny. I mean, it is insane to me. The government asserts that Schroeder helped create J6, government sentence memorandum. In the months prior to this, he, quote, spread disinformation paired with spicy rhetoric to hundreds of thousands of millions of viewers. Before marching on the Capitol, he chanted death to tyranny. He even chanted 1776 as he marched toward the east steps of the Capitol. This is sound of fury signifying nothing. I mean, I can't even believe. What about fry 'em like bacon, whatever, that kind of stuff. This is, I can't overestimate this enough. You see this person who went on, we went through the sentencing memorandum with a fine-tooth comb on air, and yes, they really are sending him to jail for constitutionally protected speech. I mean, this is full tyranny. And I mean, he's probably spent, you know, every penny he has defending against this charge. He marched to the Capitol that not only did he not go into, but he also told others not to go in. Mr. Schroeder renews his request for a sentencing involving no incarceration and contends that in the two plus years he has spent on supervised pre-trial, so he's been on house arrest since then, a period marked by full compliance with the conditions of his release is sufficient to serve as purpose sentencing. Given the government's shocking attempt to use protected speech in the case as a sentencing factor, special leniency is required to deter the government from overreaching in similar cases. This has become, based on the government's sentencing memorandum, precisely the sort of case that the Supreme Court warned them about in last term in Counterman. Prohibitions on speech have the political to chill or deter speech outside their boundaries. I mean, they're essentially saying because he said these things, he's responsible for everything that happened. He's responsible for everything that these people did. And look, the people that went in there, that broke down barricades, things like that, you want to charge them? Fine. But go ahead and charge all of the fiery but mostly peaceful protests in Kenosha or Minnesota or Oakland or Portland or Chaz and Chop or Seattle or New York City. I mean, any one of these people, none of them were ever charged. In fact, New York City's paying most of them off. I mean, this is insane. It's like going on all around us. And I don't know how people are going to react to this. I don't know. I mean, why are the news outlets? This guy's a reporter. Not a single news outlets are defending him. Here's a picture. Oh, he's outside. He never stepped foot in the Capitol. Many of those who listened to him did. So what? Do people have no personal responsibility? This changes everything. I mean, this is nuts. This is the same judge, by the way, that sent Enrique, who wasn't even there, to prison for 22 years. 22 years, was never even there. This is very, very, very bad. Very bad. What are people going to do about it? I don't know. I think they want people to rise up. That's what they want. They want people to rise up. They're pleading for people to do it. That's what they want. So then they can paint everybody as, you know, being extreme. But what is, you know, then they can, what are they going, what are people going to do? If the GOP is not going to protect these people, then what are people going to do? I mean, the idea that these people are going to prison, I can't even fathom it. If you told me this was North Korea, yeah, but this is America. It's a bigger deal. It's absolutely as big a deal as I'm saying it is. It is insane. This is about squashing dissent. This is about silencing critics. This is not going to end well. All right, are we back? Are we back? All right, we're back. All right. I don't know what was going on there.
Ask you about this news that Speaker McCarthy has formally launched an impeachment said he's going to.
Oh my God, really? Oh my gosh, you know, oh, it's devastating. Ooh, don't do it. Please don't do it. Oh no.
We gotta run back to the office, but
this guy is in the government. Look how he dresses. Yeah, look how he dresses. I mean, the guy is a joke. All right, we're good if you refresh. Okay. Let's see. How about a funny story about Beyond Meat? What a funny story about Beyond Meat. I think that'd be all right. What's going on, everyone? Jeremy here from The Quartering, and interesting story. You know, the soy meat, remember when everybody said, hey, you need to have your soy meat. You need to have, everyone needs to have soy meat. It's the impossible meat. It's the, you know, everything like that. You know, eat the bugs. It's helping. It's the best. Well, turns out that eating that stuff is terrible, and their stock has lost 90% of its value, and their social media personality is having a bit of a meltdown. And I just thought we would go over it, and we talk about some of the gross stuff with Beyond Meat, because it is gross, after a super quick word from this video sponsor. It started with a tweet from Farmer Bills, who is a regenerative bison farmer and beef biltong. Oh, hey, I know a guy who sells biltong. And you have this tweet saying, every time I see an ad for Beyond Meat, I throw a steak on the grill. Anyone else? They didn't even tag them in it. You know, they just sell biltong, which is beef, which is jerky meat. I, for one, have never seen a Beyond Meat ad, but Beyond Meat got triggered and said, every time I see an ad for Beyond Meat, I Google steak on grill, copy and paste the second photo, smash the tweet button, and wait as my 6 retweets roll in. Getting a little angry. Look at Beyond Meat got 7,000 likes. Pretty good for Beyond Meat. My guess is they probably had to promote the tweet. And you say, I think we should all be nice online, but if you mention me, you better be ready for some Beyond Beef. Nobody actually likes Beyond Beef or Beyond Meat. And it's funny because then, you know, you see this. Hey, this is actually a good reply from your social media guy. Speaking of stock images, though, how are you guys doing in sharing the Beyond Meat stock ticker? Because it is absolutely, it's collapsed. Americans didn't accept it. That's essentially what happened. You know, if you go to like all-time low, it's at 80. At one time, you know what's wild to think? At one time, this stock was trading for $170 a share. At one time, this stock was trading for $170 a share. It is now trading for $10.84. And it's like, you know, and every single article, fake meat is failing because it's gross and unhealthy. Here's some news for foodie scolds who want to put our favorite meat dishes out to pasture. The flight to plant-based foods phenomenon hit the wall this summer. And there's no end in sight to the downward spiral. The meat-hating media wanted us to believe that bogus beef is driving out the real enchilada to improve our health and save forests from greenhouse gas emissions. But it's all baloney. Beyond Meat, which is the number one retailer seller worldwide of plant-based meat substitute, announced this week that it lost $53 million in the second quarter of 2023 as its revenue fell 40%. The company's tailspin includes firing its chief operating officer, Doug Ramsey, last fall after he bit a man's nose off, not a plant-based organ, in a road rage confrontation. The news follows a rival meatless market rival, Impossible Foods, plans to fire 20% of its workforce on top of the cuts it already made last year. The belt-tightening moves are meant to keep costs in line with revenue, its chief executive said in February. Although sales remain strong, Impossible has repeatedly delayed an expected initial public offering since 2021, while employees have seen the value of their private shares plummet by 90% in the last 2 years, according to Bloomberg. Neither situation reflects unbridled optimism about long-term growth. Meanwhile, U.S. beef consumption rebounded 58.9 pounds per capita in 2022 from a low of 54 in 2017. Well, it's because people couldn't afford it. You know, that's the thing. And the stuff about this, you know, stuff being healthier for you, I've seen plenty of fat vegetarians. Plenty of them. Meanwhile, who really wants to sink their teeth into Beyond Meat Patty, which is made from such tasty ingredients as pea and rice protein, sunflower lecithin, and menthol cellulose? Sure, most, but not all, medical professionals recommend limiting red meat consumption for cardiovascular health, but these Frankenfoods aren't what the doctor ordered. Well, yeah, I mean, that's because they could not, all the marketing they did, all the shaming they did. I mean, when Burger King rolled out their Beyond Impossible Burger or Beyond Beef or whatever, it was like, who the heck? And they were showing people lined up around the block to buy that garbage. Like, around the block to buy that garbage. The thing is, vegetarians don't need that stuff. I mean, my wife has been a vegetarian since the day I met her, and she's never been interested in a fake meat product. In fact, most vegetarians aren't looking to have the meat experience. They don't eat meat because they don't want meat. There's this whole, it was never going to survive off vegetarians who wanted stuff that tastes like meat. They were trying to get people who ate meat currently, regular, everyday meat eaters, that's who they needed. So they would shame and tell you it was going to save their environment and all this other insanity. I mean, this is from yesterday. Beyond Meat Inc. stock falls Monday, underperforms market. Beyond Meat shed 1.74% on Monday to what proved to be an all-around great trading session for the stock market. With the NASDAQ composite, blah, 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 this is the fifth consecutive day of losses. Beyond Meat closed $12.58 short of its 52-week high, which the company achieved back on September 12th of last year. The world has rejected. Beyond Meat was a stock market darling when it went public in 2019. It was demonstrating incredibly high growth, including several quarters of triple-digit sales growth. Well, probably because all these weirdo WEF people were buying it. After reaching a critical point, demand softened. There were many new competitors, and the company hadn't penetrated the market of meat eaters as it anticipated doing. These people actually thought that people would be like, I really like grilling out on Sundays with my family and having burgers, but I'm going to just have this weird shapeless log of chemicals and weird faceless. Oh, did you hear my stomach? It must be lunchtime. My tummy is growling. Customers are moving on from what seemed like an alternative meat fad. It's not the only company in the situation. Other brands are dealing with the same drop in demand as customers realize that they like their meat real. In fact, competitor The Tattooed Chef filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in June, and Impossible Foods never went through with its expected initial public offering. Beyond Meat is still trying to make a go of things. Revenue dropped 31% from last year in 2023 in the second quarter, reflecting the market alternative meat products, but was shifted to cost-cutting and boosting profitability as it struggles to generate higher growth. Beyond Meat stock has been plummeting for a while now. It's about flat this year, but down more than 90% over the past 3 years. There's always a possibility of the turnaround, but there isn't much to be confident about. I mean, I don't imagine a scenario where it turns around in a natural way, right? When people are going to say, you know, you have to eat it, you know, it's illegal to buy steaks. They're trying to make it illegal to use gas ovens. So when people come back and they want to say, you know, that they have a problem with, you know, you have to pay a meat tax, maybe. But this stuff isn't even cheap. It's expensive and it's garbage. Just look at it. It looks like something you've already eaten. Just another failure for woke morons. And I'm absolutely happy to report on it. So I'm reconnecting. This is so weird. But anyway, I think we're okay. All right. So, anywho's all. Nike abandons their Portland store reopening due to theft and safety issues. What a surprise. What a surprise. You know, what a weird thing.
A license to steal.
I mean, retail theft is killing these companies and they can only keep passing out. And by the way, my opinion is that it's 100% fine. 100% fine that these businesses tank. I think that if you're looking at a company that has these stupid ass politics where they allow people to steal from them, you know, where they like, oh, we don't prosecute shoplifters, then you should not be shopping with them. Remember when LuLaRoe or whatever came out and was saying, oh yeah, we're cool. We're cool with people stealing from us and we're going to fire any employee that dares to deal with, that dares at all to stop shoplifters. I feel like, I mean, are there people out there? Can you type one in the chat? Type one in the chat if you can see me. If we're good. I think we're good. I don't think it's on. The weird thing is, I don't think it's on my end. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. It's so weird. And like my end it's not like showing any drop frames or anything like that. So I don't think it's on my end. Do you see this? New Mexico sheriff refuses to enforce gun ban as outrage over governor's decision to suspend right to carry firearms for 30 days. I mean, this woman is insane. Like, this woman is completely insane. The sheriff of New Mexico's largest metro has vowed not to enforce an emergency order by the governor to temporarily suspend the right to carry firearms in public in and around the city of Albuquerque. Why? Why? It's unconstitutional, so there's no way we can enforce that order. This ban does nothing to curb gun violence. Also true. Oh, hi there. It says, appreciate you, Jeremy, sending some gratitude. Hey, thanks for that. Democratic New Mexico governor issued a 30-day public health order on Friday. The furor has rained down from gun owners, state Republican lawmakers, and civil rights advocates. Even some in her own party questioned the move. Well, is she retarded? Like, I don't understand. Well, she said she would welcome a fight after announcing an emergency order to suspend the right to carry firearms in most public places around Albuquerque with federal lawsuits, cries for impeachment, and outside protests. That's exactly what she's getting. A gun rights group filed a federal lawsuit within 24 hours, asking the court to block the order from taking effect. You know why cops aren't enforcing this? It's because they know that it won't stop gun violence. It's like the dumbest, idiotic thing. that I've ever seen. Like you see a lot of guys with CCW's conceal and carry license holding up liquor stores. Do you see a lot of that? Do you see a lot of guys with concealed carry licenses taking their pistols out at in public places and going on shooting sprees? You see a lot of women with their CCWs shooting up spas. You see a lot of you see any of that? Do you see any of that? The reason sheriffs tend to be, you know, mostly constitutional is too, is that it's an elected position, too. You know, that's what happened in my state when they had lockdowns. They tried to do lockdowns and close businesses, and our sheriff put out a statement right away that said, "We will not be arresting people for having Thanksgiving dinner. We will not be, you know, we're not going to enforce this." Even though our governor had like listed the ban or whatever, all the businesses immediately reopened. I mean, what was her thinking? I mean, is she like, oh my God, too many people are protecting themselves?
But your point is valid.
You took an oath to the Constitution. Isn't it unconstitutional to say you cannot exercise your carry license?
With one exception, and that is if there's an emergency, and I've declared an emergency.
All I have to do is declare an emergency, and the Constitution goes out the window. All I have to do is declare an emergency, and the Constitution doesn't exist anymore. Did you see Crowder aired his YouTube re-education training after the recent suspension? No. Where's that? Link it for me, bud. My name's Jeremy. We'll check that out. Is it on? Did he put it on YouTube? Or is it on Rumble? Now I'm curious. We couldn't have put it on YouTube, right? Let's check. Yesterday's show was his re-education. Oh yeah. Whoa.
Tube today. So I do ask wherever you are, if you're on Twitter, sorry, X, Facebook, Instagram.
Favorite friend over there, Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is.
Okay, let's check this out. This is weird. Okay, so I want to get to it.
Yeah.
Huh? Wait. No. I don't know. Watching right now. They don't like it.
Okay. Hold on.
There's someone at YouTube right now who is really, really angry about this. Question number one.
All right, so I'm going to click the take training here.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, hold on. This is going to be great. Let me, I'm going to get a thumbnail going for this. Emotional damage. Oh, wait. Why do I have to do that? I can do it. No, I can't do it. I thought I had the emotional damage. Oh, there he is.
Emotional damage.
Okay. Carter, take me back to the middle school when you thought, okay, it's long and drawn out. Okay, well, we'll take a look at it. Today we're going to be taking a look at the YouTube re-education program. This is something that Steven Crowder aired live yesterday after receiving, I don't know, his millionth strike on YouTube. I know Steven Crowder is a divisive figure, even in the, you know, the non-leftoid community. But Steven Crowder has always had my back and has been a good friend to me. And that's all I'll say about that. So let's see. They had some of the questions that they answer in their re-education camp. Let's take a look.
Okay. Take training.
All right. This is about... Okay. I don't want the about the training.
All right. So let's... Can you read it?
Hit next. There you go.
Okay. Right. We're going to hit next.
On my way there. All right. So, all right. Question number one. This is for you. Okay. Usha uploads a video that she found on another website from a content creator whose YouTube channel was terminated a few years ago.
Uh-oh. Okay.
This video was created after the termination of that other creator's YouTube channel. Usha is confident that the video contains no violations and uploads it without any edits. So, is this
a violation? Okay, I'm going to play along with him. Yes, it is a violation.
Is this a violation? What say you, Crowder?
Is this a violation? Is this a violation?
Okay, well, I'm not. I love... Wait, he said no, it isn't? Yes, it is.
Uploads it without any edits. So, is this a violation? What say you, Crowder?
Is this a violation? Is this a violation? Well, again, considering that it should be about content creation on YouTube, right? And they benefit from 230, where they say they're an open platform. This person is uploading a piece of content. I would say, is it a violation? I would go with no.
No, no, it is. Let's see. There we go.
Come
okay.
on, of course it
no,
is.
No, let's check. Oh, that's
Okay, so maybe he was joking about it, because of course... Yeah, of course it is a violation. Let's see another question here. Oh, you go on to yes to get it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can't, if a video previously violated terms of service, you can't re-upload it. Question two.
Found that the same creator, Jeffrey, started uploading new video content on another video hosting website after his channel's termination, urging followers to spread it online, including on YouTube. Uh-oh. Steven begins to upload all of Jeffrey's new videos onto his own YouTube channel.
Okay, it says one of Steven's favorite YouTubers' conversations with Jeffrey was recently terminated. And have repeated community guidelines. Steven found, it's funny they call him Steven. So Steven was re-uploading that old content. Is that a violation? Yes. Yes, it is. He's going to say no, I think, for the meme. Wait a minute. Is no the correct answer?
So yes. Is this a violation? And the options, well, it's multiple choices. Just
yes or no.
I'm going to go with... No, Josh, you're saying no. No.
I said nah.
No.
Come on.
I'm going to go with no.
Wrong.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So I'm 2 for 2. Okay. I wonder what else they have here. Let's see. Celebra, whatever, uploads a YouTube video that analyzes content from the controversial channels that has been terminated from YouTube in a part of videos she shares content from that creator. These channels created that was terminated. She makes it clear to her audience that she's going to analyze the content and not promote it. Is this a violation? No, it is not.
Because none of these questions bear any relevance. Hit or skin. Speech or guide.
Pull it up here.
Got it right.
I got it right.
Yeah. Okay. So no is the correct answer there. Yeah. I would think that like, so the, okay. So how about this? Jenna's channel, Jenna, whatever, reviews repeatedly violates YouTube community guidelines and was terminated. Her roommate runs a channel called whatever and decides to make Jenna a regular co-host. Ooh, this is spicy. This one is difficult. I'm going to say that. Well, I don't know. It's technically not a violation because they let Alex go on other shows.
I've seen Jenna's movies.
It's Gina.
It's Gina.
I hate all of you. Her roommate, Raul.
It's Richard Crenna.
Thomas.
Tell me the truth, okay? I can take it. All right, fine. We're going to click yes and just...
I don't think it is. Am I wrong?
That's not quite right.
A good re-education person here.
Good re-education.
Correct, right?
I was wrong. I guess the fact that... I guess the key word in that is regular co-host. They can make appearances, but they can't be a regular part of your channel. Okay, that makes sense. Then it says... Oh, yeah, so the regular co-host. Okay, well, that makes sense. Here's this one.
Paulo used to talk about how he would always report like every Muslim who he found in New York when it was like, see something, say something. Well, this guy...
Where are the adventures isn't posting? Is that a... This is a little...
Arma's channel, Arma's Adventures... I don't think I get this one. This one is complicated.
It was like, see something, say something. And then I'll call back and say, you know what? I'd like to say something. I
setting YouTube's community guidelines. As a result, he is unable to upload.
Arma's channel, Arma's Adventures, receives a strike for violating YouTube's community guidelines. As a result, he is unable to upload his videos for a week.
New videos for a week,
right?
Including a new video he just recorded reacting to some breaking news.
True.
I have no idea how to pronounce his name. Swarisi is a friend of Arma's and runs her own channel where she covers similar topics. Swarisi agrees to upload Arma's latest video so his viewers can see it while Arma's Adventures isn't posting. Is that a vibe? This is a little complicated. Where are the names? Who's writing the names of this?
I don't even know what
to here. So, use channel... Use jazz review.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody,
I don't.
In the back, he's making pulled.
I'll be quick.
What? There's seven or six?
Seven.
It's almost done.
So it's going to.
Not doing this. So we're actually going back to Arma's question now. So question number five is actually the Arma.
Oh, okay.
Just for those of you following them.
So they changed the order.
It looks like it.
They changed the order to confuse us.
It's like when
Nick DiPaolo used to talk about how he would always report like every Muslim who he found in New York when it was like, see something, say something.
It's interesting that you have this like. These are not, I think it's funny, like all the names that they happen to choose here. I don't believe you can upload a video of a creator as a substitute when they've been banned. I'm going to say that is a violation. I'm guessing. We'll see what they say here. Most of this is not as woke crazy as I expected. It's actually just like making sure they understand what they can and can't upload.
Arma's Adventures receives a strike for violating YouTube's community guidelines. As a result,
Yeah, so I mean, I think you can't, I believe you cannot upload in this particular situation. What do you guys think?
It's her own channel where she covers similar topics. Swarisi agrees to upload Arma's latest video so his viewers can see it while Arma's Adventures isn't posting. Is that a vibe? This is a little complicated. Where are the names? Who's writing the names of this?
I don't even know what this is, but
Swarisi.
I guess Toolman, run the clip that we have.
Come on!
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they switched up the questions on us.
All right, so is that a violation?
I think it is.
I'm going to say, so receives a strike, guy. As a result, he's unable to upload new videos. So this is saying that, in other words, if the person is suspended, not allowed to upload during that period of suspension, are you allowed
I'm getting re-educated live now.
On or cover their videos?
Arma's latest video, so his viewers can see it, right? So yeah, she's actually posting this video.
So they're saying you can't upload the video. Okay, I could technically understand that. Again, if we were to assume that this was an actual crime.
Right.
But... this would fly in the face of the if you're offering the commentary that's right. So in other words, they consider it re-uploading if you're supportive.
Well, I don't think you can re-upload it wholesale, but you could probably react to it. I'm pretty sure you could do that. and not get a strike.
Clip. So I'm going to go with no. I'm going with no.
No, I'm saying yes.
Now we're wrong again.
What?
Yeah. I am bad. Yeah. I mean, is he trying to be wrong? I don't know. Here's a new one.
Three answers on this one. This one's more complicated. Oh. Let's roll right along. I know
this is question number six.
Wrap you up pretty quickly here. So, use channel, use jazz reviews. I hate these people. It's terminated after repeated
fuck you.
Oh, Steven.
These questions were written by tech support, yes, for sure. I don't know how I know,
whose
but
channel?
I know.
It's you. It's my use channel? No, you. Okay, so it's Yu's channel. No, not me, it's you.
The best jazz always comes from a guy named Yu.
Okay, Yu's channel Jazz Reviews is terminated after repeated community guidelines violations. Her friend decides to rebrand her own channel, The Muse Show. The Muse and Yule Show wants to help her friend get back on YouTube. The channel focuses on reality TV reviews. Is this a violation? Yes, this is a violation because Muse Channel now features you while they've been reviews. No, it's not. No, it isn't a violation because the channel is focusing on completely different. It's a violation. I'm going to say that's a violation.
They're like, this is a violation. Has been terminated. Or
the rule of thumb is that basically everybody, if you've ever been terminated, you aren't allowed back on. I mean, that's the rule.
No, this isn't a violation because the new uploads are on Moose's channel, which is a different channel than the one that was terminated. Or another no. No, this isn't a violation because the new channel is focused on a completely different topic.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to pick the second one because it's on a new channel.
Okay, so
no. So it should be allowed because it's a different channel. I mean, you can't, otherwise he has to know the rules. You're not allowed to have someone on the channel just because we don't like them. As long as they're not saying something that's criminal, they should be allowed to be on the channel. I mean, for crying out loud, even felons are allowed their right to free speech.
Right.
Yes.
It's not exclusionary.
Right.
Just not you. So, drumroll, please. No, that's incorrect.
What?
No.
What?
The magic word.
What happened to what the public wants? You do, you, none of, do,
yeah, violation. Of course that is a violation. So, of course that is.
Who doesn't like it? You are allowed to show some of their clips so long as you are condemning them taking part in the bully pile-on.
Presenters, is this?
Oh, here's the last one. After repeated violations of YouTube's community guidelines, a channel on celebrity gossip is terminated, meaning the news, hearing the news, their friend invites them to join him in creating a new podcast channel on YouTube called A&M Chat. No. Once you've been banned, you're banned. It's a violation.
This is a violation because the new podcast Merrick suggested will include content from a creator, Antonin, whose channel has been terminated. No, this isn't a violation because Merrick will be on a podcast. No.
We talked about the issues of people who actually, because we're making fun of 1976. I am.
Yes, of course, that's a violation. That is correct.
Of course, it's a violation because it's a view that has been deemed.
You.
Okay, I think I did good. Did I get any wrong? I have now, and you have also been re-educated. Thanks, YouTube. It's neat. Did I mention I have a Rumble show every single day from 12 to 2? Because I do. Are we back? What an incredible annoyance. What an incredible annoyance. All right. I'm going to check. I'll have to check my Streamlabs software or something like that. And anyway, I have a brand new flavor today. Never before. It's pumpkin pie. It's ridiculously good. It took a long time to dial this one in how I liked it. And then, of course, Spiked Jack-O-Lantern is back. Wildly popular fall flavors from last year. They're shipping on Monday, but I decided to put them up for sale today. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it if you check it out. CoffeeBrandCoffee.com. But also, you can just use the links I'm putting in chat. I mean, are we in the loop again? Are we good? I don't know what's going on. If it doesn't get better, I'm just going to call it for the day and try to figure it out. My coffee brand is under attack. Coffeebrandcoffee.com. The libtards are pretty happy that Aaron Rodgers got hurt, you know. That was predictable. That was predictable. How about the insurrection? How long could they keep that up? How long could they keep that up? Gotta put them all in jail. Gotta put them in jail. Talked about Nike.
Taken together, these allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption. Now, here's what we know so far. Through our investigations, we have found that President Biden did lie to the American people about his own knowledge of his family's foreign business dealings. Eyewitnesses have testified that the president joined on multiple phone calls and had multiple interactions. Dinners resulted in cars and millions of dollars into his sons and his sons' business partners. We know that bank records show that nearly $20 million in payments were directed to the Biden family members and associates through various shell companies. The Treasury Department alone has more than 150 transactions involving the Biden family and other business associates that were flagged as suspicious activity by U.S. banks. Even a trust.
I don't know what they were yelling either. They were saying pass.
As alleged bribe.
I thought they were saying pass PEP4 now. I thought that's what they were saying. Pass PEP4 now. I don't really know. Is that what they were saying? By the way, your delicious fall brews are available today. Coffeebrandcoffee.com. Make sure you go get some. Interesting stuff today. You know what? Given all the problems that we're having on stream, I think I'm going to end it here. I'm going to talk to Rumble and see what exactly is going on with, if it's on my end. I mean, it's not showing me any, prep for AIDS drug. Do people still get AIDS? I didn't even know they still got AIDS. Magic Johnson's still alive, and he's had AIDS for 20 years. From what I understand. All right. I'm gonna dip and work on these technical stuff, and I'll go live earlier tomorrow. There's not a lot going on today anyway, for some reason. You know, except for people spurging out about Aquaman, and that's about it. That's about it. So don't get AIDS, everybody. Be good. Go to coffeebrandcoffee.com, support the channel, pick up a bag of our coffee, organic tea, or cocoa. And hopefully tomorrow, I got to figure out the tech issue. I really don't think it's on my end, but it could be something with Streamlabs, because Streamlabs was like glitching out when I try to end the stream. It's not ending, so I'm going to reinstall Streamlabs, and I think maybe that might be it. I think it might be Streamlabs, the software. So I'm going to check it out quick. I'll see you tomorrow.